Hi, this is Andy from Vancouver. Today's reading is Acts chapter 19 through 21 and Psalms 109. Acts chapter 19. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding some certain disciples, he said to them, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" And they said to him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." And he said to them, "Into what you were baptized?" And they said, "Unto John's baptism." Then said Paul, "John verily baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when the divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they that dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits, and the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, "We adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." And there were 7 sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priest, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" And the man in whom the evil spirit was leapt on them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many of the believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also used curious arts brought from their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found over 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. After these things were ended, Paul purposed in the spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, "After I have been there, I must also see Rome." So he went to Macedonia, 2 of them that ministered unto him, Timotheus and Erastus, but he himself stayed in Asia for a season. And the same time there arose no small stir about that way, for a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, brought no small gain into the craftsmen, whom he called together with workmen of like occupation, and said, "Sirs, we know that by this craft we have our wealth. Moreover, you see and hear that not only at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away many people, saying that they be no gods which are made with hands. So that not only is our craft endangered to be set at naught, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised, and her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worship." And when they heard these things, they were full of wrath and cried out, saying, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." And the whole city was filled with confusion, and having caught Gaius and Atarchus, men of Macedonia, Paul's companions in travel, they rushed with one accord into the theater. And when Paul would have entered into the people, the disciples suffered him not. And certain of the chief of Asia, which were of the friends, sent unto, desiring him that he would not adventure himself into the theater. Some therefore cried one thing and some another, for the assembly was confused, and the more part knew not wherefore they were come together. And they drew Alexander out of the multitude, the Jews putting him forward. And Alexander beckoned them with his hand and would have made the defense unto the people. But when they knew that he was a Jew, with all one voice, that and about the space of 2 hours, they cried out, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." And when the town clerk had appeased the people, he said, "We men of Ephesus, what man is there that knoweth not how the city of the Ephesians is a worshiper of the great goddess of Diana, and of the image of which fell down from Jupiter? Seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, ye ought to be quiet and do nothing rashly. For ye have brought nothing here these men, which are neither robbers of the churches, nor yet blasphemers of your goddess. Wherefore, if Demetrius, the craftsmen which are with him, have a matter against any man, the law is open, and there are deputies. Let them implead one another. But if you inquire anything concerning other matters, it shall be determined in a lawful assembly. For we are in danger to be called into question for this day's uproar, there being no cause whereby we may give account of this concourse." And when they had thus spoken, he dismissed the assembly. Chapter 20. And after the uproar was ceased, Paul came unto him with the disciples and embraced them, and departed for to go to Macedonia. And when he had gone over those parts, he had given them much exhortation, and he came to Greece. And there they abode about 3 months, and when the Jews had laid wait for him, and he was about to sail into Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia. Now there accompanied him to Asia Sopater of Berea, and there of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Sidonus, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timotheus, and of Asia Tychius and Trophimus. These going before tarried for us at Troas. And we sailed away from Philippi after the days of the unleavened bread, and came unto them who were in Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. And there sat in a window a certain young man, named of Eutychus, being fallen unto a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him said, "Trouble not yourselves, for the life is in him." When he therefore was come up again, he had broken bread and eaten and talked a very long while till the break of day, and so he departed. And they brought the young man alive and were not a little comforted. And he went before the ship and sailed into Assos, and intending to take in Paul, for so he had appointed, minding himself to go afoot. And when he had met with us at Amos, we took him in and came to Miletin. And we sailed thence and came to the next day over against Chios, and the next day arrived at Samos and tarried at Trogyllium, and the next day we came to Miletus. For Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus, because he would not spend the time in Asia, for he hasted, if we were possible for him, to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said to them, "You know from the first day that I came unto Asia, after what manner I have been with you all the seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you in the way and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to both the Jews and also the Greeks repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things which shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost is witnessing in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the same ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that you all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you all the counsel of God. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, and feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased to not warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of grace, which is also able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered to my necessities and to them that were with me. So I have showed you all things, how you laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than receive. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them. And they all wept sore and fall on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, and they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him out to the ship. Chapter 21. And it came to pass that after we were gotten from them and at launch, we came with a straight course unto Cus, and the day following into Rhodes, and from there to Patara. And finding a ship sailing over to Phoenicia, we went abroad and set forth. Now when we had discovered Cyprus, we left it on the left hand and sailed to Syria and landed at Tyre, and there the ship was to unlade her burden. And finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go to Jerusalem. And when we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way, and they all brought us on our way with wives and children till we were out of the city, and we kneeled down on the shores and prayed. And when we had taken our leave one of another, we took ship and returned home again. And when we had finished our course from Tyre, we came to Ptolemais and saluted the brethren and abode with them 1 day. And the next day we were at Paul's company departed and came to Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the 7, and abode with him. And the same man had 4 daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. And as we tarried there many days and came down from Judea, a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come into us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and feet and said, thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they of the place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and break my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased saying, the will of the Lord be done. And after those days, we took up our carriages and went up to Jerusalem. And there went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought with them one Nanson of Cyprus, an old disciple with whom we should lodge. And when we were come up to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. And the day following, Paul went in with us unto James, and all of the elders were present. And when we had saluted them, he declared particularly what things God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they heard it, they were glorified God and said unto him, Thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews are which believe, and they are all zealous of the law. And all are informed of these, that thou teachest all the Jews which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the customs. What is it, therefore, the multitude must needs come together, for they will hear that thou art come? Do therefore this, we say to thee. We have four men which have a vow on them. Take thee, and purify thyself with them, and be at the charges with them, that they may shave their heads, and all know that these things whereof they were informed concerning thee are nothing, but thou mightest also walk us orderly, and keep the law. As touching the Gentiles which believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from the strangled, and from fornication. Then Paul took them in, the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification, until that an offering should be offered up for one of them. And when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews which were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the peoples and laid hands on him, crying out, Men of Israel, help, this is the man that teacheth all men everywhere against the people, and the law, and this place, and further brought Greeks also into the temple, and has polluted this holy place. For they had seen before with him in the city Trophimus, an Ephesian, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And all the city was moved, with the people ran together, and they took Paul and drew him out of the temple, and forthwith the doors were shut. And as they went about to kill him, tidings came into the chief captain of the band, and Jerusalem was in an uproar, who immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down unto them, and when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, they left beating Paul. Then their chief captain came near and took him and commanded him and bound him with two chains and demanded who he was and what he had done. And someone cried one thing and some another among the multitude, and when he could not know certainly for the tumult, he commanded that he be carried into the castle. And when he had come upon the stairs, so it was, and he was borne of the soldiers for the violence of the people. For the multitude of the people followed after, crying, Away with him! And as Paul was about to be led into the castle, he said to the chief captain, May I speak unto these? Who said, Canst thou speak Greek? Art thou not that Egyptian, which before these days madest an uproar, and leadest out into the wilderness 4,000 men that were murderers? But Paul said, I am a man which is a Jew of Tarsus, a city of Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I beseech thee, suffer me to speak unto the people. And when he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs and beckoned with his hand unto the people. And when there was made a great silence, he spake unto them in the Hebrew tongue, saying, Psalms 109. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have compassed me about also with words of hatred, and fought against me without a cause. For my love there are many adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. And they have rewarded me evil for good, and hatred for my love. Seest thou a wicked man? Stop. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg, and let them seek their bread out also in desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let strangers spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy to him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation of the following let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of the fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may be cut off the memory of them from the earth, because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come to him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing as with a garment, so let it come to his bowels like water and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as a garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and from them that speak evil against my soul. But do thou for me, O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like the shadow when it declineth. I am tossed up and down as a locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh falleth of fatness. I became also a reproach unto them when they looked upon me. They shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. O save me according to thy mercy, that they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, Lord, hast done it. Let them curse, but bless thou. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let thy servant rejoice. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul.